Thanks, as usual. Dave always show up, by the way, every week.
What's not surreal is this, that you're preparing for was the final game of the season already?
Man, I mean, it went by fast. I would say it didn't go the way we all planned it to go. But, you know, we need to end this season with a win. You know, we need to come out and fight until the end and come out and, you know, take that momentum into the offseason.
The injuries you've had, do you think that that can carry into the offseason?
Absolutely. I mean, it gives guys, you know, positive attitudes and knowing that, you know, we're coming back, you know, back into the offseason with a lot of energy. I know guys will be ready to go. So I feel like, you know, you get that win, you know, the last win of the year, knowing that it's our last game of the year, it takes that momentum to kind of carry over to the offseason.
You kind of jumped out of the gate really strong. You won NFC Defensive Player of the Month. But looking back upon it, then you kind of, whatever, you were playing a certain level, but the numbers weren't coming. Do you look back upon it now and thought that jumping back to the 4-3, was there was going to be a little more adjustment than maybe you might have thought because you had played in that defense before?
I mean, it's always adjustment, I think. I think, you know, as I grow into, you know, back into gym, you know, into the 4-3 scheme, you know, being planted out my whole career, but, you know, not being in those years that, you know, we was in the 3-4, you know, that takes away, you know, from, you know, a whole lot of the process of learning, you know, the attack style defense that gym's like. And I feel like, you know, I progressed, you know, each game and embraced every opportunity that I go out and play on Sunday.
Fletch, what was the significance of that loss to the Cowboys, 10-point lead in the fourth quarter? As you kind of think of the season as a whole, what did that loss mean?
I mean, it put up, I mean, I think that game right there kind of, you know, defined our season. You know, that game, you know, took a lot from us because we had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, I think. And, you know, they came out and made some plays. And I think we kind of eased up on them towards the end of the game. We took it to overtime. They made a play to win the game. But we know, as a team, we know, you know, what this game means to us. You know, they want to come in. We know they're going to come in, you know, with a lot of energy, you know, a lot of confidence. And I think we want to stop that, you know, from the first play of the game, whether it's on offense or defense.
Do you think more attention from offensive lines this year versus the previous ones in the 3-4, like more double teams?
I think so. I think teams started, I mean, scheming up, you know, a lot of things, you know, where you get guys get a little more attention than other guys. But also, I mean, it gives opportunity for, you know, other guys in the room to make plays, and I think those guys have stepped up.
You know, when you signed the contract, did you realize then that it would put a lot of more attention on you and how you produced because of that figure that you signed for? And did you think that also played a part in why maybe teams paid a little more attention to you as well?
Well, like you said earlier, I mean, I started off hot, and I think I had 3 sacks in 4 games. And then, you know, at that point, you know, I really wasn't getting a whole lot of, you know, slide. I was getting a lot of one-on-ones and, you know, just creating a lot of disruption at the time. But, you know, teams started, you know, scheming up with a slide of protection. Really, the whole defensive line, you know, we started getting a lot more attention because early in the year, we were getting after the quarterback, you know, either hitting them or either sacking them. And, you know, teams started doing the 7-man protections and, you know, ways to protect their team and, you know, just getting rid of the ball fast.
What do you recall about facing Zeke Elliott the first time around, and what does it mean to you guys, especially as a run defense, that you'll finish the season against?
I mean, I think we got to go out and, you know, we got to hit him. We know that if you're out of your gap, he's going to find you. You know, he somehow he finds a way to, you know, get north and south. You know, anytime somebody's out of their gap, he's run hard, and, you know, he's going to make you pay if you're out of your gap. So the main thing is this week, man, is, you know, tackling. Of course, we need all 11 guys to the football.
Fletcher. Yeah. Sorry about that, yeah. Elliott, you've seen him on tape. You've seen how the Cowboys have done this season. Is he a legitimate MVP candidate, even though he's a rookie?
I mean, I think he could be in the running for it, but I don't, you know. I mean, he's been playing at a really high level this year. And it starts up front with those guys. You know, I think that's one of the best offensive lines of football. And, you know, I think we're going to go out, and it's going to be a challenge up front for us. And I think we'll step up.
Thank you. Thanks, Fletcher.